They're a pair, all right.
Where are we?
In a caravan.
There.
I reckon that's Mild Eye the Gypsy.
Oh, he's big.
He is. Even for a human being.
He's coming.
Get your head down.
What's happening?
Quiet.
Shut up. He
put
his foot squash us.
Stay out of the
toe. Mild Eye.
Oh, everything's spinning. Oh, I shouldn't have had that elder far away.
Come back!
Stay in the shadows. Don't move.
Hey, my winky,
don't be so funny. Is that a cat?
Yes.
Wild Eye's looking in the pit. Oh,
yes, my dear Tins.
The cat has seen us.
It can't get under here.
We're dead.
Not yet.
You're mad.
Wild Eye knows we're here, but she won't believe him.
They've gone. We're on our own.
Oh, except for the cat.
He must have come round the field at dusk, setting his rabbit snares.
Is that what they're cooking, do you think?
Some sandy spoon.
Rabbit.
Like as not.
Oh, it smells good.
We should have pulled down the screen before we went to bed.
Didn't even lace up the boot.
Rabbit stew, I reckon.
Bottle at night, and you're out like a light.
Is that out of your diary book, Arietti?
No.
No.
I'm hungry.
I'm thirsty.
I'm both.
Shut your eyes and think of something else.
When I shut my eyes, I see a nice hot thimbleful of tea. And our oak apple teapot with a quill spout on our dining table at home. Oh, look at all the fluff under here. If I'd built this caravan, I'd have had the bed go right down to the floor so no dust could gather.
Just as well you didn't build it.
Oh, at least that cat hasn't seen us. Oh,
he has now.
He can't get under here.
At least we can die indoors.
What is that cat doing?
It's the little people.
It's something.
They are under the bed.
They'll see us.
Don't move.
Hello, Tom.
Shh.
What's up with Wild Eye?
He's seeing things.
Not a ferret, is it?
Little people.
He reckons he's got a couple of little people under the bed.
Is that boy from the house?
What sort of little
people? He went back to India.
Hi, they will.
That one? The one with the ferret. The one looking out the window when we left.
Mind if I see?
Get to the back of the bed.
You're both mad.
There you are.
He's seen us. He's poking. He's moving.
Devil he's meant to be with his ferret.
Oh, we're finished.
Quiet.
We might as well sing and shout.
How are you going to get them?
Take out the bed.
We've had it.
Sing then.
What will you do when you catch them?
Put them in this birdcage.
To keep them?
Sell them.
Oh, dear.
Better the cage than the ferret.
Better the ferret?
We should get the cat out. Chew it into his pocket.
Pod.
Yes, Amelie?
I've tried to be a good wife to you.
You have been.
He's taking it out.
Bit sharp sometimes.
I'm not perfect neither.
He's got it in his hand.
I'm sorry, Pod.
I'm sorry too.
Make for my pocket. Do you hear me?
He's putting it down.
It's not a ferret.
What are you waiting for?
His spear!
What?
Spear!
You heard him get in his pocket.
No. He wants me to run out there over his trouser leg and into his pocket.
You do as he says.
I'm through to perish.
Take him by the wrist, Spiller.
No. Oh, inside that tent bag.
There they are.
You have to pick her up.
Got her.
Hand them over.
No.
Hey. Boy, you've got to bear to eat.
You're not putting them in a cage.
They are worth a fortune.
They're not yours to sell.
Back from back.